Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I'm Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week, if Alan can keep his voice going, we are covering Robot Wars Series 6, Semi-Final 2.
Sounds as if your voice has at least woken up a little now.
Yes. This! Right, okay. They get the intro right!
I did not even understand that sentence.
They get the intro right. They actually go and they go, they show you footage of all the robots who are qualified. And then Craig Charles does his intro and they've done perfectly until suddenly then they spoil it.
Hey, here's some spoilers. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember if they did this in season 7, and I'm really hoping they don't, because literally, like, this was the joke when Mr. Psycho, the YouTuber, not the robot, his thing when he reviewed like this season was he sat and watched like the first episode and went, why did they just spoil half the episode? So then every concurrent episode, he would like do something where he would start the episode and then take out the trash so they doesn't see the spoilers.
Because that's the thing, yeah, is as a, they did it perfectly because they went, oh, here are your 3 semi-finals, and that's it. That's all you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Like, just like, if you're needing to show footage, show Hypnodisc, Tornado, Bigger Brother, Dominator 2, Spawn again, and Terra Hearts, like, winning their heat final. Like, there's material there now.
Yep. So,
speaking of which, from Oxfordshire, Hypnodisc.
This is sad.
It is.
This is so sad.
Yeah, my favorite robot of all time. Don't know about you, but yeah.
I was never the biggest Hypnodisc fan, I've got to be honest. It's weird, out of the pillars, Chaos 2 is the only one of the 3 I liked.
Yeah, I was always biggest on Hypnodisc. Chaos 2 was probably a close second. In all honesty, like, I think, like, as much as I do like Razor, he probably is, like, significantly lower. I don't even know if he would be in my top 5, actually.
I think the problem is, quite frankly, Razor, there are 2 types of matches.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting matches, which tend to be the ones that Razor loses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not all of them. For instance, the Behemoth match was very interesting, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of the interesting Razor matches are actually the ones they lost.
Yeah.
Sometimes interesting in the wrong way, as we'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Hypnodisc, the problem with Hypnodisc for me is they had their greatest match against Robageddon, and it's like they've never been able to replicate that, followed by the stealth match ever since, which, you know why they can't, because it's simply not possible.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, it's not possible without breaking the machine, and when you need to go like 6-7 matches deep to,
yeah, you can't.
Like, yeah, like look at Hypnodisc when it got into the grand final of series 3. Like, the thing.
Oh, it was dying.
Yeah.
The match against 101 if it had been a minute longer, 101 was winning that match.
Yeah. Like, he just could not keep up the pace. And obviously, like, over time, it definitely the robot has gotten stronger. It's worked out some of the kinks that...
But the problem is that everyone else has caught up.
Yeah. So it's like, every robot's stronger now. And, like, it's just like... Because I can't really remember the last time where Hypnodisc has dealt something that even looked like severe damage.
Yeah.
Like, even this season, like...
I think this version of Hypnodisc is their Panic Attack 24K.
Hmm.
Anyway.
We digress.
Yeah.
But their opponent from Cambridgeshire... Tornado.
I actually... Right. There are a few things. Firstly, one, this is not the configuration that Tornado originally planned to come out with.
Yep. If you listen to our interview.
They actually mention, we have something planned for Hypnodisc.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out, basically... What happened is they had a similar kind of, and basically this anti-spinner device, which I don't know if it was like they would have a type of armor that was designed specifically to repel spinning discs, or if it was like basically to prevent them hitting anything vital.
In the interview, I feel like he said something along the lines of they were going to be surrounded by tires.
Which would make sense. Something like that, it dissipates energy. The one disadvantage that I'd have is it would look awful from a damage point of view.
Yeah.
So what they have instead is the solid wedge. And...
It works.
It works because what Tornado does is they go, right, we're one shot. We cannot let them spin up.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not let... It's. I've actually got a note here. It's like Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder, except Deontay Wilder broke his hand with his first hit.
Eek.
In that you've got this grinding, slamming opponent against a knockout specialist who can't knock you out anymore.
Yeah.
Because the first hit, you just see like, Hypnodisc hits the wall off the spin... And then the rest of the fight, there's this weird noise coming from it,
mm-hmm.
which you find out is basically, Tornado hit it so hard that when it hit the wall, some of the gearing sheared.
Yeah, so it couldn't get up to full momentum anymore.
And it's like, you're basically watching Hypnodisc trying desperately to survive, and every time it gets caught, Tornado just rubs its face on the side of the planet.
Yeah, like, you really can't take away from the drive in here. Like, it was absolutely solid the entire time. You could tell exactly what the plan was haul ass across the arena, box rush style, and even if they get that disc up to speed... Just tank that first hit, and then that's it. Like, all we need to do is take one hit, and then just keep on him, and keep on him, and keep on him the entire time.
You see, Hypnodisc is trying the whole time to run away to try and spin up.
Yeah.
And they just won't give them the space to do it. And, you know, it's...
Plus, Tornado is significantly speedier than Hypnodisc is as well, so...
It's hard to watch, because you're just sitting there... The only thing Tornado lacks at the moment is a knockout weapon. Mm-hmm. If they had the knockout weapon, this match would have been over very quickly.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
I can see why they went with the wedge-lit formation, but...
Mm-hmm. I don't think if they had their disc on, it would have made that much of a difference.
Yeah.
Like... To, like, say, damage Hypnodisc, like, and I mean, let's face it, like, having this wedge, it damaged Hypnodisc because it broke the weapon, so it was not anywhere near as effective, like, after the first minute, so,
yeah.
You know, it just because we don't like Hypnodisco looks like it did when it came in doesn't mean it wasn't broken on the inside.
It's clear that it was shattered to pieces. Yeah, absolutely.
So there was this like very intense point where the pit gets dropped and Tornado gets like the good run up with Hypnodisc, and just at the very last second Hypnodisc kind of sideswipes and comes off like almost on the corner of the pit. Tornado goes for a drive and Hypnodisc pulls back and Tornado comes very close to driving into the pit. And I mean, again, like, I'm not going to knock them for their drive in there. That was amazing. Like how much they came in with so much momentum and then they just literally went and then pulled back. Yeah. Like, again, even knowing the result, still like my heart for a brief second kind of went whoop.
Yep.
Judge's decision. It was a pretty intense little fight. Obviously, Tornado wins. Because, as we mentioned, the disc was definitely dying throughout that fight. And Hypnodisc is... they'll be back in the three-way melee.
Yep. Absolutely.
We'll move on to our next fight.
Yep.
From East Sussex, Bigger Brother.
Bigger Brother has definitely found their niche, which is unfortunately around the same time Joe and Ellie have decided that they're not interested in doing.
Yeah, definitely Joe, more so. Like,
oh, Joe's...
He does not look like he cares anymore.
Well, to be fair, no, I think he cares about the robot fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he cares about the, oh, Craig Charles is going to talk to me, fantastic.
Yeah, that's just... That's just the
mm-hmm.
But it's like there's definitely a different demeanor in Joe these days, like than previous seasons. Definitely like the light is kind of gone. But like, yeah, I think he's still obviously doing the, like, he enjoys the robot fighting aspect, but probably he is just like that bit older now. And maybe, like, you know, as we say, like, the luster of the excitement is gone of him, like, being around there all the time. And no doubt these are probably super long days where he just needs to sit there.
Oh, aye, absolutely.
And obviously, as you get kind of older, like, yeah, that stuff, like, you kind of realize, like, huh, like, they were talking about, oh, loves his video games, loves his Harry Potter, and it's like, I don't think you'd be able to get to do much of that while you're stuck in the pits for several hours. You could probably read a little, I guess, but... From Kent, Dominator 2.
It's another robot that's just starting to show its age a little.
We spoke last week about S3 being quite forgotten. I forgot Dominator 2 was even here.
Yeah.
Which is weird because, like, it's been very consistent in getting this far. Like, for the past couple of seasons. Like, I don't know why I forgot about it, but... Dominator 2 was always, like, one of those robots that I was never massively interested in. So, maybe that has something to do with it, but...
Mm-hmm. But, anyway, this...
It's an interesting fight, though, this. Like, it's as we kind of say quite a lot of times, it's the tale of two halves. Because Bigger Brother completely dominates, say, the first minute or so of this fight.
Yep.
Very nearly almost gets an UTA, like, right away. It flips Dominator up in its tail and then tries to drive it towards the wall.
And then some bullshit happens.
Hmm.
Because it's a really close fight. You've got, I mean, there's a brilliant moment where I think Dominator 2 goes for an axe blow and Bigger Brother catches it.
Yeah. They're good at that.
And, yeah, it's getting the boiling down to quite a good match. And then, out of nowhere, because he's not in SCP-Z when this happens... and it might be the edit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Killwalk grabs him out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And picks him up and starts flailing about. And then when he drops him, Bigger Brawler is not moving cleanly.
Yeah. Yeah, because he grabs him by the side.
Yeah.
He's like very much on the lip of the CPC.
Oh, it's...
I know, but like, I get what you mean. Like, maybe a couple more inches, like we could add an argument here. But like, yeah, nevertheless, he grabs Bigger Brother on like the side, and clearly he just crunches a wheel or something, like, because the second Bigger Brother flips over and he's spinning around in a circle. And it's just, the thing is, like, this year, I think we said this during like at least the heat, maybe even like the second round, like Bigger Brother's flipper this year has been so unimpressive.
I think it's more because it's almost like they haven't had a chance to work on it.
Mm. It was just like it was so powerful last year, and it just seems as if, like, again, this could be the edit of the match. Like, you know, you get the first couple of flips that looked as if they were like really powerful, and then like just after that, it was just the flipper was literally just yawning open. Bigger Brother, like, honestly, I thought like they were going to come into this season and be the Bigger Brother from season 5 that got to the final, and it just felt like as if like if the robot was sentient, it was just like as if the robot couldn't be bothered anymore either. Like, and I don't mean that from any kind of disrespect or anything from like Ian's driving or whatever, like, because obviously like he's still a fantastic driver. It's just with the flipper, it just seems as if it was just never had any oomph, like at any point.
Yeah,
it's just it's so odd. Like, it's kind of hard to really put any proper words, to be honest. But I really thought like there was going to be so much more from Bigger Brother this year, and there just wasn't.
Yep.
So we go to Judge's Decision, and Dominator takes it.
Don't like that one.
Nah. I mean, yeah, because that's the thing. Like, even watching the edited down version of that match, like, I don't know.
It comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, okay, like Bigger Brother was spinning in place at the end, but the match clock ran out before.
Yeah.
Before it was counted out.
So we have one final first round match.
Yep. And would you believe it? They've got a problem. From
no.
Spawn again.
How the fuck has this robot made as many semi-finals as it did?
It's baffling.
And just to make this clear, I'm not talking about the team. The team have made some great robots, but this robot ain't one of them.
Like, Spawn again was problematic back in the first season it showed up. Why would you continue to bring it for another 2 seasons? Like, and a season of Extreme, and then possibly also the second season? Because it seems to just never work. It seems to have never worked since like the first season it showed up.
And I mean, it's not like they're facing an enormously powerful robot with one of the most effective weapons in the current generation of robot wars.
Yeah, so much so that it almost almost takes off like a helicopter from Oxford. It's Terahertz.
I talked about like hard to watch. This is one of these ones. It becomes very clear very quickly. Oh, this match is going one way.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, I've seen videos on LiveLeak that were nicer than this.
And look, towards the end, it's not only that. It's you can see when Terahertz actually starts hitting Spawn again, it is just cratering the armor.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, because we've discussed the axe before. Like, this is an actual axe. Like, it looks like a medieval style, like, executioner's axe. Like, yeah. if they ever started bringing back beheading people, I think Terror Hearts gets the job. This was literally just... Do you know what this makes me think of, actually? See when you told me that you went to the Robot Wars show and Chaos 2 came out and flipped barrels for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
This is what that felt like, was this wasn't a match. This was just something was put in the arena for Terror Hearts to beat up.
Aye.
This was not competitive in any way. And Spawn Again died within 20 to 30 seconds. And the fact that they went into this match saying they had a problem, it's like, bro, like, I felt like you had a problem in your first match, like, of this season. Like, and it just never worked from there.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, how you managed to get this far, like, I mean, and again, it's not really any disrespect to them, but just Spawn Again just seems like a right bitch of a robot that just never wants to work.
Yep. Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe.
But,
so,
but
whatever's left of Spawn Again has to get back into the ring.
Yep.
Again.
I guess you could say Spawn Again. Hypnodisc, Bigger Brother, Spawn Again. The winner comes back into the tournament.
And Hypnodisc, so you've got Hypnodisc not in their pomp. You've got Bigger Brother not in their pomp. And you've got Spawn Again.
We've never really had pomp.
And, yeah, very early on, it's clear that Spawn Again and Big Umbrella have the same idea.
Kill the disc.
And at first it sounds like they're not going to succeed. You can hit, look, even though Big Umbrella's leading backplate first... It's still, you're certainly going, yeah, but Hypnodisc is really spinning up. Then the pair of them feed Hypnodisc into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this awful moment of silence.
the deafening silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it bounces off the wall and then just goes absolutely limp.
Yeah.
Like, just, the disc doesn't even, like, kind of slow to a stop. It just... stops.
Yeah. Which is always bad.
Mm-hmm. It's dead.
Uh-huh.
So Killalot starts playing with Hypnodisc and smashes it off a camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Killalot's having a lot... You get the feeling Killalot's like, I've been waiting for this.
All this time. Then we cut back to Spawn Again and Bigger Brother, and they're in a kind of scissor me daddy ass situation.
Yeah.
Then, out of nowhere, Spawn Again almost Uta's Bigger Brother.
Oh, it's a massive flip! It's a tremendous flip! And there is this kind of way of... There is this moment of... There's no fucking way. No, there is no way that this thing is going... That this semi-sentient corpse is going to drag its way over two of last year's grand finalists. And then as
for
it
a
reversed,
very brief moment, it looked like it was going to happen until... Because, again, I think this is something that... This tends to happen is... Spawn Again breaks itself. See when its flipper isn't working and then all of a sudden it pops the weapon? it kills itself.
Yeah.
And then it pops the weapon stays open, and then Spawn just stops moving.
And then it gets pitted.
Yeah.
So Bigger Brawler is back in the tournament.
Yep. Bigger Brother gets the amazing prize of having to go up against Terrors.
But before that,
Tornado versus Dominator 2.
Oh, this match. Right, I watched this match in the depths of being sick. Like, not physically sick, thank Christ, but I was not well.
Just imagining you, like, running to the toilet but taking your laptop with you. You're like, oh, bleh, ooh,
Right. But when I'd say, from my kind of semi-conscious state, this made me suddenly go, what the fuck?
Yeah, you kind of forgot you were sick for a second.
So, Tornado's running in wedge mode. It's one of these awkward things of, Tornado is too quick to get hit by the axe. But Dominator 2 is too low for the ground for it to, and it's the wrong angle for Tornado to really get a good push on it.
It's a weird shape as well.
Yeah. And then Tornado keeps trying to feed Dominator 2 to Matilda after the pit's been opened. And Tornado accidentally clips Matilda's disc. And then a lot happens in 2 seconds.
Oh yeah, there was a lot to process. So yeah, he gets clipped, and then Tornado literally tornadoes through the air and just manages to miss going in the pit. And it's literally one of these kind of multiverse kind of moments of going, what would this series have looked like if Tornado went down the pit there?
Oh yeah, because it is, when we say it almost hit the pit, it's like the edge of the robot before the wheels was over the pit.
Yeah.
And then, weirdly out of nowhere, Dominator 2 charges in behind them and drives into the pit.
It's just, at that point,
well, almost the sort of Dominator 2, wow, that's so cool, fuck.
Yeah, they were like too busy going, wow, that was close. Oh, fuck, we're still driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were saying like, nah, just couldn't control it. And it's like, that whole period of them when they were next to Matilda, it just did seem pretty erratic and almost out of control. So, I mean, I did write bad driving, but like, they did kind of, I feel like they saved a little face, but it just was a bit out of control there.
It is one of those moments of just kind of like, you need a bit of luck to become a champion, and that was very much an instance of a lot of luck.
Yeah, definitely. But sometimes all you need is skill and a sweet ass axe. So that's where Terrorhearts and Big Brother come in. Because Terrorhearts goes to town.
Oh yeah. Bigger Brawler looks tired.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not long into this match, Bigger Brother just dies for about a good 20 seconds. I'm surprised it didn't get counted out there. And then it came back.
Yep.
And then died again. It's almost like the link kind of popped out slightly, and then a slight nudge put it back in, so it started moving again, and then it got hit again, and then it came out again.
Aye.
Absolutely. Like, it was out just enough that it kind of lost connection for a second, and then kind of was lodged back in, but it didn't last long because Terahertz pushes it into the corner and it's dead again, and the flipper is completely mangled. Even if Bigger Brother could have got out of the corner there, there was nothing it could have done because that flipper was completely useless.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
This didn't last long, and when was the last time we had an axe spot in the Final Four? Season 2?
Who's the axe spot Nazis in Season 2?
Was that not Killatron?
Yeah, I think it would be, actually. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, absolutely.
That's honestly off the top of my head, but yeah, like that's the last one I could think of. Because Dominator was always like the seemingly the only axe bot that kind of got into like the quarters and sometimes semis. Like I really can't think of any other axe bot like in any of the other seasons.
Yeah,
but. With that, Bigger Brother gets the ceremonial flip and pit. And their dreams of becoming champion are over.
For another year, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that is the second semi-final. Do we have a little palate cleanser?
We do indeed. So, this semi-final marks the only time in which Hypnodisc failed to qualify for the grand final.
Wow.
Also, this is the last time we see Hypnodisc in the main championship.
Yes.
And Dominator 2, they withdrew from Series 7 at the last minute.
Alright.
This is the first semi-final in which the two highest seeds in the semi-final failed to make the grand final. In fact, of all the 5 seeds present, the lowest progressed to the grand final, along with the only unseeded robot. With the exception of the loser's melee, every battle was won by the machine with the lowest seed ranking or not ranked at all.
Hmm.
The loser's melee of the semi-final was technically the only time that Spawn again defeated another seeded machine by taking out Hypnodisc, though it did not win the battle. In the semi-final, if one doesn't count Terahertz and Dominator 2, 3 robots returned to Series 7 and 3 robots didn't return, which also happened in the previous semi-final. An editing error in the loser's melee showed Mr. Psycho and Sir Killalot in the same CPZ.
Whoa, I missed that.
I didn't. I noticed something weird with those two in that match.
I'm going to go back and look at that.
The loser's melee in this semi-final featured 2 robots with flippers and 1 with a spinning weapon. The loser's melee in the semi-final was the only one in Series 5 or 6 not to go to the judges between 2 robots after 1 became immobilized. The battle between Bigger Brother and Terahertz was the only battle in Series 6 where Sergeant Bash was partnered with Shunt.
Hmm.
Bigger Brother fought all 5 other robots in this semi-final at some point, and the same went for Dominator 2. Bigger Brother, Spawn Again, Tornado, and Dominator 2 all previously appeared in Episode 11 of Extreme 1. And in the battle between Bigger Brother and Terahertz, Shunt was in the top right CPZ during his introduction, but the very next shot showed Growler taking his place in the introduction for Sergeant Bash, who was in the top left CPZ, the shot after that showed Shunt in the top left CPZ, and Sergeant Bash in the top right CPZ.
Ah. Hope somebody got fired for that blunder.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, we will be back next week with an episode that's not at all controversial in any way, shape, or form.
Nana.
Nope. No sweep up.
It's the grand final
of Series 6.